From the heart of forgotten America, squarely in the middle of Michigan, the greatest state in the union. This is the Steve Gerber Show. God bless America. I'm Steve Gerber, and here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Willie Nelson's supposed to be in Grand Rapids tonight, but I'm sorry to say he'll not be making the show. In fact, Willie announced yesterday he's canceling part of his tour, an illness putting him on the sidelines. Number two, Stephen Ross, the billionaire who's given the University of Michigan nearly $400 million over the years, is catching hell for holding a fundraiser for President Trump, including one tonight in the Hamptons. He seems unfazed. And number one, a Michigan police officer on leave after several items found in his home are deemed inappropriate and racist, including numerous Confederate flags and a framed Ku Klux Klan application on his wall. Police in Muskegon investigating that discovery found the story on MLive for sake of credit there. But here's the story. The Muskegon police officer placed on administrative leave while the city investigates an allegation that his home contains racist memorabilia. Now, this poses a lot of questions on all sides of this conversation. The officer is Charles Anderson. He's white, and he's on indefinite leave pending this investigation. Apparently, Mr. Anderson is selling his home, you see. And and realtors are showing his home that is on the market. And a couple came to his home, a black couple, man and a wife, came to the home. Rob Mathis posting on Facebook that he and his wife saw Confederate flags in the house and garage. And then while walking, he said when they were walking up, they're like, where are we? Could see a Confederate flag in the dining room, a Confederate flag elsewhere, a Confederate flag flying in the garage. And when he got in the house, there was an application for citizenship to the Ku Klux Klan framed on the wall. Mathis took a picture of it, of the framed Ku Klux Klan document. And Peterson confirmed that house, which is located in North Muskegon County, is owned by Anderson. Here's what Mathis says. I immediately stopped my walkthrough and informed the realtor that I was not writing an offer on this home and was leaving now. I feel sick to my stomach knowing that I walked to the home of one of the most racist people in Muskegon, hiding behind his uniform and possibly harassing people of color and different nationalities. He did not name Officer Anderson in the post, but concluded to the officer, I know who you are, and I'll be looking at resources to expose your prejudice. Your pictures speak 1,000 words. Peterson said Anderson has been on the Muskegon police force more than 20 years. Reached at home, Anderson told an MLive reporter there was nothing he was allowed to talk about. The officers' union and the police officers' labor council declined to discuss the case as well. Now, Mathis, the man offended, and I can clearly see why, a U.S. Army veteran born and raised in Detroit. He and his wife, Raina, a Muskegon native, said they're looking for a house for more land for the kids and grandkids. Rob Mathis said when he saw the KKK application, I thought, let me get the hell out of here right now. This is a Klan house. Rob Mathis said he knew it was the home of a police officer because he saw a police jacket as well as a picture of the officer in uniform. I just felt so gross after being in that house. I needed to be dipped in hand sanitizer. I thought I need to say something because this is a public servant. He can't be impartial and fair to minorities. And that's how he thinks. I was just mortified. So, you know, you might ask yourself, well, you know, can the guy post, you know, historical items on the wall? And he might say that those are historical items. Might be a defense here. But here's the real complicating factor. The real complicating factor for this officer. Anderson was cleared of fatally shooting a black man back in 2009. According to MLive and the Muskegon Chronicle Archives, Julius Johnson, who was 23 at the time, ran on foot with Anderson in pursuit after a traffic stop in the early morning hours of September the 23rd, 2009. There was a scuffle, a fight that ensued. Anderson shot Johnson. He died. Anderson was beaten in the head and said he feared for his life when he pulled the trigger, according to the findings of an investigation report created by then Muskegon County Prosecutor Tony Tagg. Tagg cleared Anderson of any wrongdoing in the death of Johnson, according to the archives. The prosecutor also said Anderson could have died in the attack and that the evidence gathered indicated it was justified in using deadly force. That was 10 years ago now. But, of course, when you find that his home is filled with memorabilia, including applications for the Ku Klux Klan, it gives you pause to say, now, wait a second, what's really going on here? Is there more to it? And then, of course, you have the question, is the guy allowed to have decorations in his home, in his private home, that he sees fit? Or is that contrary to his duty as a unbiased public servant? Here are the questions for you today. Drop me a line, stevegruber.com. You tell me your thoughts. He remains suspended today. Simone Biles tearfully accuses Larry Nassar of failing to protect her. Accuses USA Today, USA Gymnastics, that is, of failing to protect her from Larry Nassar during her time. It's not easy being out here, she told CBS News. I feel every day is a reminder of what I went through. She's a gold medalist, of course. One of hundreds of athletes abused by former Dr. Larry Nassar, who worked for both Michigan State University and USA Gymnastics. He's in prison for the rest of his life for everything he was involved with. It's hard coming here for an organization having had them fail us so many times, said Biles. You had one job. You literally had one job and you couldn't protect us. But of course, as we know, Larry Nassar was a gifted criminal who flew under the radar, a gifted criminal who abused children. So there you go. Let's see here. A little jobs news for you. $10 million in investment into Shiawassee County. It's kind of a nice deal. Two development projects bringing $10.1 million in investment, more than 80 new jobs to the area. That would include Corunna, Owosso, Perry, Duran, that area of the state. Both projects in Vernon Township, but of course the economic impact and benefit will spread out quite a ways. Now, I told you this at the top of the hour, but Willie Nelson will not be in Grand Rapids tonight. Willie Nelson was supposed to be at Van Andel Arena tonight in Grand Rapids with Alison Krauss, who I love, by the way. I like Willie Nelson well enough, but Alison Krauss, I think, is spectacular. No concert tonight. He's canceling part of the tour because of breathing problems, medical problems. He's in his mid-80s. I mean, let's be honest about Willie Nelson's in his mid-80s. Canceling the remainder of his tour, citing health problems. He's 86 years old. And he made that announcement following the show in Toledo, Ohio. I'm sorry to cancel my tour, but I have a breathing problem that I need to have my doctor check out, he said. They hope to be back on tour at some point, but we'll see what happens. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. Here's a little Willie Nelson for you.
I woke up still not dead again today. The news said I was gone to my dismay.
How you doing?
Don't bury me, I've got a show to play. And I woke up still not dead again today. I run up and down the road, making music as I go. They say my pace would kill a normal man. But I've never been accused of being normal anyway. And I woke up still not dead again.
Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV Energy Boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of five infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behaviour through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra bucks is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behaviour. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.